Welcome, Minifiners. You have found the Minifinies podcast, where you listen for mini epiphanies to expand your God box and bring mindfulness to your daily life. I am Alina Bard, your podcast hostess, and I hope that you have a comfortable place to sit, a cup of coffee to sip for this episode, or that you're driving or jogging or doing something that allows you to be mindful as you focus on my voice, maybe painting or art or something. Today is episode 7. It's about serendipity, signs, and course correction. I woke up this morning at 5 a.m. and it's the end of the day now, so I hope that I'm lively and excited and not too tired. I am a chronic night owl, so when I woke up this morning wide awake, it was very unusual. And when that happens, I have to take it as a sign from heaven and just trust my gut and think that there must be something bigger going on. And I don't know my varied audience here, so I hope it doesn't freak you out to hear that I hear God's voice, but I woke up and I felt very strongly in my gut that I should look at the time. And once I saw that it wasn't something really normal, like 5:04 or 5:08, and it was 5 o'clock sharp, it hit me that I should look up the angel number that related to that time. And that's not something really normal for me, but it just stood out to me. It was really direct, and I knew that it must mean something. So I looked it up, and sure enough, it was exactly what I've been dealing with over the past few days, about supporting your soul mission or your calling or dharma. And I've been kind of at war with myself over what I'm doing now and what's next. And I know that we are all divinely appointed when we look and move towards our deepest and meaningful life and work, but it still doesn't make it any easier necessarily. So after reading the number and feeling a little love and support from the divine team, I thought that I would get up and walk the dog and have some quiet time writing in the house. And instead, I decided to go back to sleep. And so the moment my eyes close, yeah, right, I hear this message, I told you it's time to get up. And it was very serious, walk the dog and write. And so I tried to like get up and pray or meditate or whatever, and that didn't work. And then I got up and ate an apple, and it was like walk the dog. So 5:30 a.m., it's a little freaky in my neighborhood, but Mocha and I took a walk and it was peaceful and it was really nice. I ended up coming back and journaling, and writing ended up leading me to creating an entire new divinely appointed schedule for myself and testing out what would be best for my week. And so I know we've been talking about this a ton, but I just want to remind you that 2017 is for new things. It's for life-giving self-care. It's for latching onto your purpose, your passion, and your prayer if you need it. And this will not be a journey that you're taking alone. I will be on that journey with you. It is time. So everything happens for a reason. Sometimes it's clear and you know right away, and sometimes it's not so clear. I've reflected many times this week about why and how I came to be here talking to you today, and I wanted to reflect a little bit and share a little bit of that story with you. When I graduated high school, I wanted to enter a ministry program, and my dad would not let me go. I will never forget crying and screaming and weeping at the top of the stairs and saying, I know I'm supposed to go, and he would not let me go. He wanted me to get a free college degree instead, and if I went elsewhere, it wouldn't be free. And I do not regret in any shape, way, or form my lack of student loans, and I wouldn't take it back, and I thank him for that. But my spiritual path was harshly, severely course-corrected and altered. Maybe not course-corrected, but definitely altered. For a kid who was preaching in middle school and a youth leader, I was all of a sudden lost and unsure why I felt this call to more while the world held me back. And I'll get into a little bit of those messages that replay in my head from that time and from times before in a minute, but I ended up getting a BA in religious studies because even at UNM, I just couldn't justify spending 4 years studying anything other than God and what people thought about him. So I knew from the very beginning that that was my path, and that was the only thing I was really passionate about, was trying to figure this all out and at the same time not put God in a box, but just try to figure out what people thought about him. And it was my passion. So after that, I got married and divorced. And that's when all the record players from my dad and from my Christian background continued to play in my head even stronger that I was, that I am a woman, and so I can't be a pastor, that I'm divorced. So now I can never remarry, otherwise I'm living in adultery, and I can't be a pastor because I'm not worthy. And the list goes on. And the church is great at making sin more powerful than God and saying that our mistakes prevent us from ascending to or accessing God's best for our lives. And that's just BS. If you have those records playing, then you can come to the EFT weekend on March 25th. It is not God's vision for your life, for my life. God is bigger than my mistakes. He's bigger than your mistakes. That is not, it's not the right record player. It should be saying I'm worthy and I'm loved and God has a huge plan for my life. And so years go by still, and I'm laying on an acupuncture table in the month of June. It was the very end of June. And I hear God say, you will apply to George Fox and you will start in August. And I laughed like Sarah laughed in the Old Testament. And thank God he's patient and was also very serious. And he said again, you will apply to George Fox and you will start in August. And I did. Admissions let me apply late, got me through the process, sped me through, and I was standing on campus in August. God is really, really good at course correction. Really good. And yet, I still fight him. I'm still at war with myself, with my own demons that hold me back, the lies and false truths that say that you're not ready, that no one will listen. I have a fear that if I say Jesus, you're all going to unsubscribe. Those voices don't go away, but they're drowned out with every positive review, with everyone who texts me and says thanks or I needed that, with every person who randomly asks me spiritual questions, with my own quiet time, my walks at 5 a.m. with a dog, I guess. This might be a new part of my life if they keep waking me up every morning at 5. That'd be pretty awesome. The universe has our backs. Another sign to me this week that this is the right path were interactions with two specific people. A friend admitting how she was really overwhelmed by life, and my recognition and realization that she and our circle and others might need me more as a spiritual guide and friend than a wedding planner. And running into an old family friend that I hadn't seen in years, and the stars aligning so that we could make a genuine connection. We all need course correction. I talked in episode 1 about how you never know what unexpected twists and turns will impact your life journey for the better. It's a divine serendipity. I like that new phrase. These interactions, people, spaces, signs, 5 a.m. wake-up calls, make us realize that there's something bigger going on. There's something deeper that we need to pay attention to. The world is waiting. I'm waiting for you to hold out your hand and accept and embrace your divine gifts and then live them out for us to see. I have a friend who's an amazing photographer, and her work has soul and purpose. It's a gift. I have a friend who can bullet journal like no tomorrow, and that's a gift. I know a guy who can teach and hold me captive for over an hour. That is a gift. And I have a friend who's so attentive and respectful of her husband that I see it as a gift, and I admire her, and I aspire to be like that. The good in us is a flame. And when we walk up to people and they're able to see that light and that goodness, then they're inspired by that. And the good in you, that flame lights the goodness in me. When we're convicted, better yet, when we have conviction and we live in balance, when we inspire others, perfection isn't required. It's not achievable even. But just being true to the journey, living it with conviction, that's enough. And it's really inspiring. What divine serendipity have you found in life? When did the universe or God course correct you? When did you know that you were on the wrong path? And how did you get on the right path? Since I was talking this week with a friend about my background in religious studies, he asked me about the truth within all religions and the holy texts of different religions. And I loved the Tao Te Ching when I read it. Number 41, it's like the way that it's broken up, if you don't know, is like these verses, but each verse is really more of like a poem. So it's like four short paragraphs per verse. And number 41 has a lot to say about this topic today. I have the translation and commentary by Ralph Allen Dale. And it was written in 2002, but I found it on the Great Integrity blog. So I'll link that to the blog and post it on Facebook for you so that you guys can find the whole verse in case you want it or want to look at it. But number 41 says, when most people hear about the Great Integrity, they waver between belief and disbelief. When wise people hear about the Great Integrity, they diligently follow its path. When ignorant people hear about it, they laugh out loud. By this very laughter, we know its authenticity. When I was laying on that acupuncture table and I laughed, I recognized its authenticity and I diligently followed. But we all have moments where we waver between belief and disbelief. And even this AM, I wondered if I woke up only because I had to pee or only because the dog was, you know, making noise or whatever, you would doubt too. It's unusual to wake up that early. So we minimize things. We try to reason everything instead of accepting it as a gift from above or recognizing our that gut feeling that says this is more, pay attention. The second part of 41 is, it is said, enlightenment appears dark. The progressive way appears retrograde. The smooth way appears jagged. The highest peak of revelation appears empty like a valley. The cleanest appears to be soiled. The greatest abundance appears insufficient. The most enduring inner strength appears like weakness. And creativity appears imitative. When we're looking for signs from the universe, we will find them. We will see things differently. These comments remind me of the wisdom traditions in the Bible, of like Proverbs and Ecclesiastes. And oftentimes, to love another is to let go of that earthly tether. To take the higher road is to be humble and keeps our mouths shut, right? Or to let someone go like a butterfly is what I meant a second ago. The last part of this verse is my favorite, and it reminds me that we're on a journey, that we make progress little by little, that there's grace, that we don't need to know it all right now or get it in a day. It says, great talents mature slowly, great sounds are silent, great forms look helpless, transcendent squareness has no corners, the great integrity hides behind all forms, stubbornly nourishing the paradoxes that can enlighten us. I pray this week that you will look for signs, look for parking angels, look for spirituality and God in everything that you do. Is this action adding to my life and the lives of those around me, or is it sucking my life and not adding to my purpose? I hope that you'll ask that. It's time to let go of everything that does not support your highest purpose. I've been, you'll laugh, watching cartoons this week. It is sincerely feeding my soul and making me think a lot. And you can reach out to me if you want to know which one. I'm a little embarrassed, but not all cartoons and TV do that. Cut what doesn't. Challenge yourself to recognize what is a waste of time and junk and what actually feeds your soul, mind, body, spirit. I'm curious if you all wrote down your titles last week. If you did, please share them with me. I'd love to hear the big scary dream around the corner for you. You never know. The universe could be on a mission to bring you some divine serendipity and course correction. So stay open, friends. If this minifony has impacted your life for the better, please leave a review, share, subscribe. I want to continue to get to know each other over time. And I want to encourage you again to comment and leave your thoughts and reflections on our Facebook or email me directly. From the bottom of my soul, I hope this has been a minifony. Have a great week.